This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The battle over school reform in Chicago has parents and teachers in that city outraged. Yesterday, school board officials approved shutting down 50 schools, the most schools closed for any district in the country. The Chicago Teachers Union says the mayor, school board members, and some lawmakers did not listen to those who opposed the school consolidation. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
School board members faced a torrent of criticism before they voted yes on the sweeping school closure plan.
Don't concede on this. We don't concede on this.
Protesters tried to conduct a sit-in at the front of the boardroom, but security officers escorted them out. Sonia Williams, a parent who had come to testify in defense of her school, said she understood the passion and the outburst.
This is just like going to a long funeral and no one won't close the casket yet. The fate of your position, the fate of your job, the fate of your children are up in the air, and they're based on a few people making a decision.
So this was the last moment that people could make their pitch to keep schools open. Chicago Alderman Bob Fioretti was among them.
Substantial research shows that closing schools and moving students increases the dropout rate and the incidence of street violence.
The arguments did not deter Chicago school CEO Barbara Bird Bennett, who, along with Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, has argued Chicago has to right-size the city school district. They say demographic shifts in mostly black neighborhoods in Chicago left schools underutilized. And the district also faces a budget deficit of $1 billion. Bird Bennett said the district held marathon hearings, and now it's time for the district to do what's right.
Like it or not, the system does have to change. By addressing our school utilization crisis, we have an opportunity to redirect limited resources to make investments in what matters.
Investments that Bert Bennett said would allow the schools that students shift to have computer labs, libraries, art classes, air conditioning. It was a unanimous vote as the board approved shuttering 49 elementary schools and one high school program. Okima Lewis, a parent who's kept track of the school board for a decade, called it a sad day.
Underutilized, what does that mean? You had the option to put other things in the building if you wanted to utilize the building. Not even children. You got communities, you got people need GED classes, you got all kinds of services could have been used in the building. Half the building would have been a school, half would have been used for the community.
Hearing officers had recommended the school board take more than a dozen schools off the chopping block. In the end, the board voted to save four. Outside school board headquarters, Jesse Sharkey with the Chicago Teachers Union said that wasn't progress.
There's an old expression which is, don't put a knife into my back, 6 inches, pull it out a couple and call it, say you're doing a favor. This move is irreversible, deeply harmful for the people in the schools, and they have no evidence to say that it's going to work.
Chicago becomes the first in the nation to close so many schools at once. Timothy Knowles, the head of the Urban Education Institute at the University of Chicago, says this effort will be closely watched.
The true test is really going to be whether children perform better over time and whether the city makes good on its promise of safe passage.
That is, putting enough adults on the streets to help children get to and from school safely. The fight over school closings is part of a political showdown that began earlier in the school year when teachers went out on strike for the first time in 25 years. This week, the mayor said he was standing firm on the school closings.
I will absorb the political consequence so our children have a better future.
The Chicago Teachers Union backs lawsuits filed by parents to block the closings, arguing they disproportionately affect African-American students and harm special education students. The Chicago School Board is appointed by the mayor, and Union President Karen Lewis says the fight must eventually move to the ballot box.
Our next plan is to have to change the governance of CPS. Clearly, this kind of cowboy mentality, mayoral control, is out of control. We're starting our deputy registration, and we will be registering voters across the city.
With the goal of pushing the mayor and others who backed the school closings out of office and to gather support for an elected school board. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.